The wheels speed up as we attempt to reach our destination as fast as possible, just as every human feels the urge to go faster. But if we were to reach our destination as fast as possible, would we not take a train or plane? No, we took the scenic route, wanting to look at nature and humans' masterpieces. Interstate 70 is a black, steel-welded, abstract sculpture created by Richard Hollander in 1970. I was drawn to this sculpture because of times when I spent countless hours in a car growing closer to the ones I love. It reminded me of easier days when we had money to go on trips. There are two sets of discs and bars, one with six discs and the other with three. They sit on a platform that is the road. When I first looked at the sculpture, it reminded me of a train, but when I read the name of the piece, I thought of an 18-wheeler carrying a shipment across the country. The highway Interstate 70 bisects the United States. Its furthest easterly point is Baltimore, Maryland, which stretches to its westerly point, Cofort, Utah. Interstate 70 was constructed in 1956 and is 2,153 miles long. The discs of the sculpture are wheels, and the bars connect them, just like this highway connects many major cities such as Denver, Kansas City, St. Louis, Indianapolis, and Columbus. I believe this sculpture is trying to put you on a road trip across Interstate 70. It's put in Marvin Grove to represent the scenic journey along this freeway. I-70 has many natural beauties along its path, like the Colorado River, Glenwood Canyon, Rocky Mountains, and more. The simplicity of the sculpture suits it well, leaving you to make a story for it. Just as if you were on Interstate 70, you make the journey. You decide the path in which you want to follow. Some may want to get to their destination as fast as possible, but some take the adventurous path. Besides, as they say, it's not about the destination, but the journey. This has been Elijah Eklund with another Bulldog Podcast.